that was. And everywhere they've gone, the Lord has had His hand right on them, protecting them and moving them to wherever they needed to be. So we're going to really be delighted tonight as George comes and shares some teaching with us. So, George, if you'll come up.
Well, I'm happy to be back here tonight.
Okay, let me show you something here.
This is
your thing that you...
Yeah, we might need that in the end.
Which one are you going to need first? Because I have this one, and no. Let me show you what else I have for
you.
Oh,
my. Hey, then we might be here by midnight. Oh, yeah, that's it, isn't it? It turned out real nice. Yes.
Okay, oh, here's the one I'm looking for. Now, here's all your mats.
Oh, okay.
Here's this. I don't know if you want this first.
Yeah.
But I'm also showing where the camera is.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Do you want to have this one?
Oh, good. Yes.
And this is the one
wonderful. That
on the Muslim thing.
Oh, very good.
Okay. So you just tell me which one you want first.
Yes, I think leave that. And then take this bigger one of Kamagoo.
Okay.
Yes.
Which one you want first? The smaller one?
Yeah, the smaller one, so that people know how to get
there. I'll go ahead and put it up there.
Right.
And whenever you need another slide, you just tell me.
All right. Okay.
And I'll...
Yes.
These are some of the ones we were using last night.
So... I think Pete is reminding me that I speak slowly and distinctively. Like in the olden days, you know, the voice of America in special English. Yeah, well. Okay. Well, there are four African kingdoms in West Africa, and one of them is located in the tribe of Kom in the Bamenda Highlands of Cameroon, West Africa. We arrived in Belu as refugees of the Biafra War in Nigeria at the time Peter was born in September 1967. A British ship was in Port Harcourt to evacuate all foreigners from the war zone. The road was packed with cars. Is it right to do what everybody is doing? Asked the young people last night. An interesting question, you know. Today, it's very forceful to do what everybody does. Well, on that road, packed with cars, bumper on bumper, going to Port Harcourt to get to that ship, we saw on the left side a sign to Cameroon, 75 kilometers or what. So we left the crowd, stopped, did some thinking and praying. And then we evacuated ourselves. You know, whatever you can do yourself, leave it. No, don't leave. Don't ask somebody else to do. So that was how we got to Cameroon. A lot of things happened in between. I think I tell you the rest of the story some other time. I have to come back, you know. Which is a really friendly place. I like it. So since Erica worked in the Chicago church office of the North American Baptist when I met her, she also was familiar with their mission work in Cameroon. And their old missionaries were all dispensational believers and welcomed us to their missionary conference in Bamenda. On that conference, they voted to finance a drinking water project for their leprosy settlement. This conference, so they asked me to construct it. Now, the Lord used this event to get acquainted with the Kom people, who were excellent workmen for this project. Since they were also believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, they gathered every morning for a brief Bible study and prayer. Very positive. Little by little, we found out some very critical doctrinal misunderstandings. So the important word for righteousness was translated being upright. So if you did something and you were not caught, you were fired. So the Lord has a different way of looking at it. And since grace almost sounds like grass, they use the word weeds. So the church also has a lot of weeds, but living by the weeds of God is a little bit complicated. Because of these observations, we decided to stay longer. In the meantime, we are with them for some 45 years. That was the longest stopover ever. So most patients of this leprosy segregation village, which I later called New Hope Village, had lost the use of their hands and fingers. For this reason, I ended the water supply point as a steady flow with a tap in a large stone basin. And that was inside the water house. The overflow waters the excellent sugar cane farm. It produces real good sugar cane. This water house also serves as a chapel. On the outside wall, I carved into the cement permanently, "Jesus Christ gives living water." See, whatever you do in Africa, do it permanently, because it's too much work to scratch it out. So they didn't invent work there, you know, that's one good thing. Whenever I come to visit them, they call on everybody, "It's time for God palaver." And for God's palaver. You know, that's what takes time for Bible class. All right. Would be a little bit difficult here, yeah. And then they sing a song on their own. It's in pidgin English, because people come from different tribes. I might do a little competition for the pastor teacher. Yeah. "Jesus died for we. Jesus died for we. We love Jesus because he died for we." Now the second stanza is like the first one, and the last line like the second one. But I'd really enjoyed these people very much. It is interesting that this leprosy water project opened the door for us in Cameroon. First of all, we looked for renting a native house. And when I fixed the leaky roof and the landlord wanted, therefore, more rent, I voiced my complaint of disappointment to the King of Corn, with whom we had established a friendly relationship. And the king asked me, "Why can't you build your own?" Learning what we could do and what not took some time. Well, last night I said, talking about time in Africa, some newcomer, white man, was waiting for his friends a couple of hours. He got very impatient. And finally his friends came after 2.5 hours. And they couldn't understand that the white man was so angry. So they told him, "You know, you, the white man, you invented the clock, but we have time." It's interesting that things are different in Africa. Now, in Africa, we have an 8-day week. See, that's the reason why I have a little trouble to get readjusted. It's always nice to get to Sweeney, you know, sandy place. How would you like to go by an 8-day week? Of course, you know, this way we have one more day per week in Africa. So now we have been producing this so-called Com diary for some over 40 years, and we always have some valuable things from the Word of God in it. It's very popular. And they now need over 2,000. That's quite a bit. And we start out to say, "God gave his word, and man owes God a hearing." So he is the author. And author and authority goes hand in hand. And he has authority. So, and of course, we always have the Bible verse backing it up. The Word of God shows the salvation of God. We have it in two languages here, the vernacular and in English. And Jesus Christ is the Word of God. It's good to be reminded of the importance of the Word of God. People have forgotten about it. The Bible is inspired by God and has power. Well, The Word of God is absolute truth. You know, we are living in a time of relative truth. How about 2 times 2 is now here in America about 7 now. Well, in Germany it's almost 9 now. The Word of God is the sword of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is a fire and a hammer. The Word of God is a lamp and a light. The Word of God is milk. Yes, you need nourishment. There are not many pastors that can cook a decent meal for our soul. And the Word of God is my protection. Now that's wonderful. And the Word of God overcomes Satan. The Word of God gives light and gives wisdom. So all that is very important to remind ourselves. The Word of God keeps on giving me inner joy. And the Word of God gives peace. My peace I give unto you. And that peace can no one take you away. Because of this, hear the Word of God. Because of this, see and know the Word of God. Because of this, obey the Word of God. Because of this, speak the Word of God. Yes, let him who has my word speak my word in truth. And finally, the Word of God shall judge. All that is very important to remember. You have heard it here many times, but in Germany we say, Wiederholung ist die Mutter der Weisheit. Repetition is the mother of wisdom. Well, the tremendous task of Bible translation, we have a little book down there in front, was leading to the first publication, the Old Market Study and Teach Edition, with the Gospel of John and the epistles of the Apostle Paul, especially the book of Romans. In it, we corrected a number of so-called church words which entered through wrong transliteration of the church turn talker. Like so very important word, for instance, the concept of rebound, 1 John 1:9. The native word lesefu, they're always used for some 70, 80 years. But you know, if you had done it for 70 or 80 years, it is now correct. No, it's wrong. So lesefu is traditional thinking, meaning someone forgets if you give. Well, that's human viewpoint teaching. And encourages God forgets if you give. Now, with the Catholics and also with the Baptists, there's always a little bit low in the budget. So they love that stuff. All right? But we corrected it. And then the native thinking means bring me another goat so that I forget another year. So it's never ending. So for correct Bible thinking, we also need the correct word. So we use the Bible absolute of chiasa, meaning he is wiping out. This is God's grace solution. The believer priest is merely telling God, the Father, what God already knows and returns to fellowship. It's wonderful that you keep that habit up. You know, people discard simple things. It's too simple, you know. Well, it's wonderful to be reminded before we come and study the Word of God. By the way, we have the upper room built. I'm glad I put enough steel in there. I had to haul it all the way from the coast, 12 millimeter bars, because, you know, there's a lot of people up there now. And when they come with barefoot, you see the dirt feet on the concrete all over the place. So then, before we sing 1 John 1:9, they have it in as a song. Then they are reminded that traces of dirty feet on the cement floor of the upper room always points to the teaching found in John 13:5-10, the washing of the feet done by our Lord Jesus Christ. A rather humorous discovery we were making in translating Romans 1:11. The turn talker translated, I, Paul, long, see you. So he said, I, Paul, tall, see you. I said, he said, it's ridiculous. And the guy had a bride. I said, what do you say when you want to see her? Oh, he said, I jung jafu sien. Hunger bites me to see her. Well, it's not bad. So our correct Bible solution is hunger was biting Paul to see the believers in Rome. So maybe next time you are on a business trip and want to call your wife, tell her hunger is biting me to see you. So your wife will like it and prepares your favorite dish. So in the Old Market Study and Teach edition, we have reserved 4 pages with corrected word pictures for correct Bible thinking. And the Upper Room Fellowship in Belo, Cameroon, appreciates these Bible absolutes with like-minded believers. Well, our friend King Psalm died in 1974. He was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Very interesting. And his successor, Jinabo, too, called me one day to the palace. Now, whenever a com king calls, you go. No com person would ever dare to call the king to come. Contrary to this, there are still a number of missions producing their so-called gospel tracts with an invitation of a human being asking the greatest king of kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come into their heart. The Bible says no. The Bible says, Mueller, you come to me. So it's very important to listen to the word of God. Now, my visit to the king in the late 80s included a surprise. I was told to go to the important house of the Quifoin. I still remember the dark, big, single room with all sorts of images around the walls. The large roof was supported by a strong tree stump in the middle. The powerful Quifoin, the coordinator of all traditions in Com, asked me to sit down, and I selected a chair close to the open door. The room had no windows. My protective signals went on alert when the Quifoin put his open hands down to the stump. And he said, not all things in Com now in his hands. Oh my. So he said he also was now preparing a special favor, a gift for my son Martin, who was made a chinda of the palace. He continued saying, come now and kneel before me to receive this special gift for your son Martin. Well, however, I said, you know, I was sitting very comfortable on my place and I was not coming. See, there is a time we have to be tough to say no. But I said I would inform my son Martin, who was at that time working for the German Air Motor, the Lufthansa airline, if he wanted it, to fly to Cameroon to receive his gift himself, if he wanted it. To illustrate the point, I said that no one could decide for anyone else to receive the gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, for this Bible illustration, the Quifoin had no use. He stormed outside, announcing that I had
not like this now?
All right. So generally, people in Cameroon are open for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. At one occasion, I decided to take native taxi transport, which is a special event of its own. If you don't have humor, don't do it. So waiting in the crowded taxi motor park in Bamenda is very entertaining. Waiting is part of our life is a well-understood phrase of starting a conversation. You know, it's true, eh? You're standing in line, paying a what? Waiting is part of life. You find out, hey, that's true, interesting. So then you can go on, and that's the reason Abraham waited for a city built by God worthwhile waiting for. Now it's good again. Yes, Abraham believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that was credited to him for righteousness. And it's wonderful to hear from the Cameroonian. You know, this is also our solution here, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, always encouraging to be in Africa. You always have freedom to give out God's solution. And walking through the taxi park, you will find many shops offered their goods. And in one, there was a real strong-built lady, and she knocked down the price for some special souvenir, which I always wanted. And with the price down, I said I also wanted one. Well, she didn't have any sense for grace, you know. The lady was not overjoyed that she did all the work, and I just said I wanted one. And since the taxi was now loading, this rather heavy-built lady sat next to me, and using the native tradition of giving forgetting, I gave her my sandwich so that she would forget her anger. And it worked fine. The 7-passenger Toyota was now loaded with 15 people on the roof besides cargo. There were also 3 live goats. In the last minute, a well-dressed government officer came, and the motor boy looked at our row with only 2 ladies and myself, and he said, "Move it small." So we squeezed more. And then the officer squeezed in, and the taxi geared up for the trip. Now the 3 goats thought that this was the best time to empty their bladder. Now, nothing would have happened if their would not have been a larger hole in the roof above the well-dressed government officer. He demanded that the mess cleaned up instantly. But especially the ladies told him to shut up, because they reminded him if he had to go, he had to go, and if the goats had to go, so very plain telling him. Anyhow, they said the goats did, and so what? At least we were on our way. And he also should be happy. Now the driver appreciated his understanding and told the nicely dressed government man, gave him an old towel, "Sir, pluck it." Then it was a rather long trip, a hard long trip, and winding up in low gear the steep, rough mountain road, we noticed that the taxi of the day before missed the narrow turn and had plunged down the hill with fatal consequences. The thought of all travelers had turned to more serious thinking, and this gave me total freedom to bring them the message of Psalm 23 in pidgin English. And they all appreciated the comfort and confidence of King David, who did not fear the shadows of the valley of death, because he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is a translation back from the African text into English. And see, we had a problem there. You have goats, a lot of goats. But we do not have the Palestinian sheep, so you have to teach it, the animal. And so we say, "God is my faithfully caring father." At the shepherd, "I shall never lack anything. He causes me to rest in those places which give fullness to me." That's the meadow. Isn't that wonderful? There will be always places, fullness for any situation. "And he walks ahead of me so that I am at the banks of the river of peace. And God refreshes my soul. He leads me in the manner of holy and pure living for his name's sake." All that is true because of his name. People in Africa really like that. "And I know that when my time comes to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear darkness, for you are breaking through that darkness ahead of me. Your rod gives me peace, your staff of rescue gives me joy." See, he's with me. You can't say that. But in the olden days, a person who was clearing the path, he went before the white man, and the white man said, Where's the road? I'm the road. So he was a path clearer. So he leads through that darkness ahead of us. And then I know that when my enemies hurt me, you are arranging everything in my life orderly according to your plan. That's a table. They didn't have a table. They always, they use three stones for the kitchen, so the wives can have a new kitchen every year. Huh? they pay even cash for that. So we say here that he is arranging everything in your and my life orderly according to his plan, not my plan. You keep filling my life with fullness. And then David said, I know that this is certain and true. God gives to me throughout all my days on earth his holy giving, the shiny giving, that's grace. And I know that I shall live forever in God's presence. So they all listen to that, and that's always very rewarding, that they give you a hearing. So that was a rather wonderful experience to be in the taxi and have a Bible class on wheels. Well, from travel in Africa to travel to Africa. A few years ago, I checked in with Swiss Air in Zurich, Switzerland, with two suitcases for Cameroon, and I did not check the weight. And the Swiss Air check-in lady told me to pay 900 Swiss francs in cash for the extra weight. Now, this lady seemed to be married to Swiss Air and was very opinionated. Did I pronounce this correctly? Okay. I must have pronounced it German. Huh? Anyhow, she demanded instant action. There was no way I could have produced that amount in cash. So time went on and no solution. I finally told this lady this. And since I was paid now, well, my older fainted. She was not positive at all. I noticed that the younger apprentice lady really started to laugh, insisted on my Bible solution. All that I was going to get. So after a minute, the youngest lady ran after me, shouting, "My survival! You and your two suitcases go to town." Oh, so far, so good. But here comes the rest of the story. Here again in Zurich Airport, in my Africa, my good friend Jean Brown, we always like to be there on a mission station. And we were open, child pushing case. We arrived with our friendly again. Well, you know, ladies generally never forget. So she even remembered my name when saying, "Mr. Mueller, your luggage is fine today. But the one of your friend, Mr. Brown, is too heavy." And so he, Farmer Brown, he didn't want to lose an argument either. But he didn't present the Bible translation, the Bible solution. He was just giving away suitcases. So Jean explained to her that he came with two full suitcases from the States with British Air. And the lady said, "When you have to see British Air about paying the extra on the trip?" The lady insisted, and Jean was almost ready to return and finally said, "This must be very important to make this trip." And so we both collected all our cash and paid some 600 Swiss francs for clearing. So my Swiss lady was laughing again. She won this one. So it's never boring. That's really, I really don't need TV, you know, you produce your own shows. Now, traveling in an airline with Gene Brown is never boring. He constantly is walking the aisle looking for an empty seat to sit down and start a conversation with his favorite flyer. What do you think is needed to go to heaven? It's in English, it's in German, and now it is also in French, and Farmer Brown is very pleased about it. Now, like all believers, Farmer Brown is also a trophy of grace. He always is closing his witnessing with the fact that God's gift of salvation is permanent. Like Romans 11:29, the Bible says, "For God's gift and his calling are irrevocable." You know, the Lord is never sorry he gave it to you. So you hear all that constantly here. So Christians who doubt their salvation are the most arrogant people in the world. And I try to avoid them as much as possible. For illustration, I discover a serious plumbing problem in my home and remember a Christian plumber who just moved into the neighborhood. Calling him, he said that he could fix it. "Before you start working, let me ask you a question. You are a Christian, yes. Can you lose your salvation?" "Oh, yes." "Since you say, oh, yes, I do not want you to touch my plumbing. I will see you in heaven. Goodbye." Well, you know, if you have been hurt by these people a couple of times. So, anyhow, isn't that wonderful? You have learned you would never, ever waste time to doubt what God gave you. Well, a little bit about Europe. A Spanish newspaper had an interesting article in January of this year. Europe, Germany got rid of 6 million Jews, and they imported 20 million Muslims. And ugly anti-Semitism is back in Germany and is on the rise in Europe. The satanic Islam religion has conquered Europe already and continues its killing rage in Africa and elsewhere. So the only solution to this problem is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that. We are grateful that we now have 9 TNP books. I think you can find them underneath that nice tree. And they are in the French language. And I'm glad that the teacher, Mr. Wilson, is on the prayer bulletin. The Cameroon government placed him in a Muslim country in the northern Cameroon where they speak French. And the Muslims respond to the gospel. That's another positive angle again. Some good news. And they realize they have been deceived for centuries. So this is very positive. Now, of course, there is a change in history books. Adolf Hitler looks always a little bit better now. By the way, we had Adolf Care in Germany. And it was all provided for everybody. And Adolf and his gangsters, they made up their mind who was going to live and who was going to die. Remember when they were kids, they had some problems. They were said, "Oh, we're going on a picnic." And then they put the exhaust pipe into the bus. That was the end of the kid. So, well, maybe sometimes they have a history book and you see Adolf Hitler is the father of Europe. You never know. Well, besides the website information, also for people in Romania, we now are ready for printing 4 basic books in the Romanian language, adding it to the other books, and especially the Hungarian language that goes out to the old Austrian Empire, even as far as the Ukraine. They spoke one language. And the German translation of prayer is appreciated by German reading people in Austria, Switzerland, and Germany. And, well, the website is visited by over 900 people, so if you want the truth, you can find it. That is still unique. It's always interesting to listen, you know, how you found it. You wanted to find it. And now you don't need anything, you found it. So. Well, authority is rejected in our time of great apostasy. And the Upper Room Seminary on tape with regular Raqqa Bible classes with one teaching authority gives consistent stability and correction if needed. It's very important, also for Africa. All scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be fully equipped for every good work. Yes, correction is important. A responsible grace communicator never stops to be a student of the Word of God. He always listens to the authority of Bible teaching. He also is thankful for correction. The Bible says in Proverbs 6:23, correction is a way of life. And a little bit stronger in Proverbs 12:1, it says, but he who hates correction is stupid. Well, a very enjoyable time was spent on January 15 of this year with Nafo, and she is the queen mother. We have a queen mother of the next king in preparation. And she has adopted more or less our third son, Eric, you know, in the native way. And Eric enjoys her patronage. And her son affirmed once again the precious gift by his predecessor of a piece of land to Eric. See, Eric got a gift of a beautiful view lot. And Eric is good with money, so he invested $300+ in building a one-room house with mud-dried bricks. But it's on a Sunday children came. It's used now for children's Bible classes, and then the parents also come. So there is evangelism going on. Now, Nafoin, the mother, queen mother, came with all her staff, and she came to Bible class. It was interesting. Well, it was my turn, and I had the Lord's Prayer in John chapter 17, especially that every believer is included in the Lord's Prayer. John 79 and all those wonderful principles. So there was another grace communicator, and he once more made the grace message of salvation clear in the vernacular before the meal. They still prefer to hear their own language, and somebody will also use a translation into English. And then, we had an old German picture Bible with pictures, and we gave that to her as a gift. And she recognized the Old Testament pictures related to the stories. And so we heard later that we had entertained her well. She came for a meal in the parlor, and it was rather unique. And she said the upper room Bible class was so simple, without pomp, and it pleased her very much. So based on the doctrinal studies of the seminary on tape, Grace Communicator and Psalm David gave a series of excellent messages in the upper room on the very important teaching. So we also have, in that sense, a seminary. And it's very good. Keeps things simple. There's always somebody reminding him. Reminding everyone. And he gave wonderful messages on the blood of Christ, the substitutional spiritual death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he solved the sin problem once for all on the cross when he said, "It is finished." And after this great victorious proclamation of victory over sin and death, the Bible says in John 19, 30b, with that he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Because of the spiritual death of Christ, the 40 things are part of our salvation package. And then he said, look into your salvation gift package. We honor the giver by using his gifts today. It's true. We honor him. And likewise, Grace Communicator to Boo Martin. It's a long story. One day, I think we were maybe in Belo 2 or 3 years, an old man came with an old carpenter plane. And with a boy, well, he was about that tall. And he told me, "Bobby, the Lord told me to bring you this boy." Well, I said, "The Lord didn't tell me yet." So, see, always in Africa, the Lord tells them. And then you say, well, the Lord didn't tell me. But he didn't take no for an answer. He came the next day and so on. And finally, he came. Now, he grew up with us. And can you imagine, he had a little house in one corner. And then he started to raise his first pig. And every morning at 6 o'clock, you heard the 61 basics, you know, the 28 basics, wonderful messages. And you heard at 6 o'clock, the Word of God is alive and powerful. Oink, 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 the pig. I think the pig was also positive. So likewise, Grace communicated to Bo Martin. And he's now a grown-up man. It's wonderful how the Lord is keeping them alive in business, all that. And he showed us from the Old Testament book of Daniel why the three friends and Daniel were not afraid of the king Nebuchadnezzar, the overheated oven, nor the lion's den. It's interesting, only three friends and Daniel. There were a lot of people, young people, marching off to Babylon, but only four are mentioned. Now tonight you're a little bit more than four, you know. So isn't that also a good application? And he reminded all of us that their confidence and courage was a result of constant learning and applying the Bible teaching. Remember, he said, you cannot get it in one weekend. Well, we all have learned that one. So the three friends and Daniel were well prepared when the testing came to them. Likewise, we also owe God a hearing today to face possible testings tomorrow. I think it's a good application. And to Bo Martin, he studied the TNP books on Daniel well. And he could communicate this because he said, we have to be prepared for a testing. When you think the Muslims burned alive a few hundred miles in Nigeria last year, over 100 Christians. And this year they had 45. So this is a situation, this is a fact. Thanks the Lord, we don't have a religion, we have a relationship. So in closing, I first have to receive the thinking from the mind of Christ. What I do not have, I cannot give. Very simple, huh? And maybe we want to close. You have a few more minutes? I think the time is up, huh? Then, okay. Well, we were visiting this place here and maybe that other big place. Yeah, this one. So we are talking about Bamenda, right there. Now this part belonged at one time to Nigeria. And 1960, they had a plebiscite, and so it became part of Cameroon. So that's when they speak English here and down here, and in the high north, they speak French. So up there, in this area, this is where our friend... what was his name again? Wilson is. So then you can remember that. Well, it was interesting how in 1960 there was one politician, he had a program, he said, no, we want to be united with, as it was in the German colonial time, with the brothers here in Douala. And the people asked him, well, what about they speak French now and we speak English? And he said, no, he has a good friend of the United Nations, and they bring every market a machine. And you talk in English on this side, and on the other side comes French. And then you talk in French, and then there comes English. Well, he said, then that would be no problem. And he made it. Nobody ever thought it. But it's interesting what sometimes happens in history. All right, in closing, just that last pick, but I leave that up to the pastor teacher to go into detail. That last one, he made a wonderful... I leave that as a gift for you. You have that sketch?
Yes.
It's marvelous, eh? Well, I like this here very much. And I only want... this was done by a Gabriel Kochanowski, a believer, a fine artist. And one day I told him, you know, could you illustrate? Because we read in Acts 2:47 that the Lord was adding. So the Lord is actually also the builder. Now, for a moment, when you were building here, if you wouldn't have had any material, then would it be frustrating? Eh? And you know, the Lord wanted to build something and there was no material. Well, there wasn't even any material here in Brenham, but we almost made it. But so the Lord decided to build upon himself. So, you have heard that all before. Foundation, cornerstone. Why I like this very much, dispensational teaching is a must. Otherwise, you will never understand the scripture. You follow the Pope. They call him our evangelical Pope. You know, they hear that. Well, I'm glad I don't have to straighten out people. And so they say there is no Israel anymore, no Jews. It's church, church, church. And Rome is the city of peace, not Jerusalem. Well, we know that's not true because Abraham made a promise. But back to the building. Then, for some reason, they needed that cornerstone was needed. Now, we know why it was needed. You have heard it. Pastor Teacher had been talking about it. So again, he used himself. Is still with us. The Lord is a small and you don't know if you refreshing day to me and our day will be
a great idea in that area.
And the only economy they have been produced, you know, they're checking you at the airport. And when I came back from Cameroon, I produce soups in the evening. I'm a soup cooker. And I always lose about 15, 20 pounds. And they, you know, they also, you move your belt and almost lost my pants in Paris. But this is the only thing what they have been leaving us behind. So it is a struggle which is going on. It is severe. Also in Cameroon, but you know, Nigeria, they have a serious problem. And killing goes on. Because in their book it says, you kill Jews and Christians. I mean, and the theologians in liberal theology, they have not, apparently they don't read any books. Well, I say, Kopf hoch, es wird nicht besser. That means lift up your head, it's not going to get any better.
George, what is this KOM? Is that the language?
Yeah, well, K-O-M? it's KOM. And it sounds like that, John 3:16. That's John 3:16. That's a com language. And it's one of the languages. So that is where we learned the language and we did Bible translation. And this is here the old Market Study and Teach Edition. And so we communicate in that language. And especially the word pictures were so important for righteousness, for grace. Yeah, grace, they said grass, weeds. Huh? So we say the holy giving of God. By the way, the holy giving of God is our currency. It's not the euro or the dollar. And the more holy giving you spend, the more you get. It's the other way around. It's also interesting, eh? Grace is new every morning. All right, that's Paul.
Anybody else have any more questions? How about repeat just
for those that wasn't here last night, Erica had a very interesting escape as the communists were coming in, as the Germans were retreating at the end of World War II, and she narrowly escaped with her life. And I would like for George to give a little summary for the people who weren't here.
He
had an unusual experience as being in the brown shirts for under Hitler. And so anyhow, but it was a very, just give them a little brief explanation.
Okay, we can, because actually would like her, she speaks a lot better English than I was. All right. Anyhow, yeah, this is a good map. Up there is East Prussia. Now, that was more German than Germany. All the kings were always crowned in Königsberg. So that was Germany for over 1,000 years. And then the Russians came, and Stalin opened the doors of all the jails in Russia and told the inmates, you can do whatever you want. And they did. Can you imagine? So the news of the war came closer and closer, and the Nazi government, they were hiding the truth. They were really cowards. So it was too late. And they finally realized that the Russians, with their criminals, they had already pushed through here and cut off the escape route. So my father-in-law, mother-in-law, with their three daughters, they crossed here on this sea here. You have a small channel of land. It's maybe a mile, little bit more or less, that is dividing the salt water from the sweet water. And so in the winter, it's very freezing stiff, and you know, we're far below zero, very strong winters. And it was thick ice, so the horses could go over. But if 2 million people on horses and buggies going over there, it was a trip of some 30 hours from here someplace to Gdansk. But they made it. And there were a lot of little events. Erica was mentioning there was one well-dressed lady in a beautiful carriage with horses. And on a sudden, she must have come a little bit off, and the horses broke in. And little by little, the horses were fighting. She was sitting. Apparently, she read well. She must have been a Christian, going to heaven that way. And so she never stirred. Huh? Isn't that something?
She saw it with her own eyes.
Yeah. So, for her it was time to go to heaven. For Erica was still time to keep on going west to Chicago and finally to Brenham. Huh? Very interesting. So now that might be another interesting thing, I think. That he probably would. So they reached here Danzig. That's the old German word Danzig, and it is today Poland, calling Gdansk. And there was a big Nazi ship, the Wilhelm Gustloff. The Nazis used that for, giving all the Nazi people and having on a holiday trip. Of course, they always went to Norway, and they were checking the depth of the water. They did some spying there too. But that ship was loaded with 15,000 people on it, overloaded. And then my father-in-law reached, and my mother-in-law must have said, Johannes, finally some hot tea. Can't wait to get on that ship. But they said, no, you're not taking not even a mouse. Finish. Now my father-in-law must have said thank you. I don't know about my mother-in-law. She probably said it later. So that night they had to camp out in a warehouse on a concrete. -0. It was very pleasant. Of course, it was no Hilton Hotel. But that ship left January 30th. That was the birthday of Wilhelm Gustloff. That's the name of the ship. And Wilhelm Gustloff was the greatest Jew hater. He was in a bad ship to go on. So that ship left, and after an hour and a half, there was a Russian sub shooting three torpedoes into that ship, and it was sinking after an hour and a half. And 200 people got saved. So I guess the Lord knew I should meet a lady in Chicago there, a small place to meet. And I pointed that out, no matter what comes your way or my way, the Lord has already included perfect provision for time and eternity for every day, and there is a solution. And it was at that time, and it will be in the future, whatever the Lord has for us. Sometimes these days can be even very exciting. So, is that all what you wanted to know? Oh my. How long do you... Yeah, you know, yesterday I made him the chief coordinator. Now he's running the show. He's not turning over this thing, huh? All right. So one day at the high school, you see, I married a very serious lady from East Prussia. They take things very seriously, huh? And I was born on the River Rhine, where they always have a few jokes, you know. So one day, the high school in Duisburg, that's a big industrial area, got bombed in 1942. And again, isn't that, you had such a nice privilege, the government make all the decisions for you, including, you know, cough drops, whatever you needed. And so Hitler said the boys' high school had to go to Czechoslovakia. So from some place down here in Germany, or the Rhineland here, we were moved to Czechoslovakia. And we lived here in with Nazi teachers to be prepared for Adolf Hitler's millennium. You know, have you heard that word millennium? He stole that, thousand-year kingdom. Well, thank God it only took 12 years. But we were prepared for this millennium. And if you are, well, in 42, I was 12, and by the end of the war you were 13, you take in a student. And if you want to make grades, you better listen to the student. And we didn't have any way. My parents had no way of saying anything, but they kept praying at home. Praying is important. So we were actually prepared. We were supposed also to help to fight the Russians. Oh, yeah. You get excited for all kinds of nonsense. And in that preparation, I had an accident. My spine, my right leg was paralyzed for about 6 weeks or what. So I was moved to Prague, right here, the capital. By the way, in Prague, can you imagine, we were marching in rows of six. Oh boy, very disciplined. And then we were singing anti-Semitic songs. I still can sing to you. And interesting, in these songs there was always a Bible truth attacked. Like one song, the crooked Jews, they go here and there, and they go through the Red Sea, and the waves cover them, and now the world is at peace. Well, good Nazi song. Well, so here I was treated, and because of my accident, so my right leg is shorter. You know, it's sort of a little bit grace reminder. I wouldn't forget, huh? Because of that, I came out. Now, the Czech were very, very angry about our arrogant way of running a country which didn't belong to us. And they tied the boys together, threw them down the bridge into the river. Anyhow, I was in that German military hospital. I wrote love letters for soldiers who didn't have any arms. So that's the reason I became an expert early. So anyhow. Yeah, I had a good taste, you know. So, and so when the big doctor came, we had great. And then one day I said, "Sir, I wanted at Christmas, the end of 44, I wanted to be on vacation." Well, he checked where I wanted to go. No, I couldn't go to Duisburg, but I could go to north of Frankfurt in that small village. Because it was safe from air attack. So I got out pretty much on the last train out of the place. One thing for entertainment, there was a tram in Prague going round and round. So you paid once and then you were sitting. Nobody kicked you out. That was some cheap entertainment. And all of a sudden I saw I had didn't have warm clothing. So there was a sign, winter uniform, winter uniforms. I stepped out of the train, hurried in, got myself a brand new Hitlerjugend uniform for the winter. Huh? All beautiful. Huh? Now that was 14. That was the most stupid thing I ever should have done. So, but it was warm. And then, I got on that train. One thing is here, the Lord's timing. I think we don't want to make any overtime. You know. My mother, Anna, she was a very courageous lady. She told my father, "Look, go to Prague and get that boy." And he said, no, he wouldn't get one day away from the factory. That's true. So she herself took off and she went through Frankfurt, Berlin, all right. That's about here, yeah. Okay. And stayed with my relatives, and that evening she fell down the stairway and her shoulder was out of joint. At that time, they always had a local shepherd. He not only knew all the sheep, but he did the medical work. But he said, "Frau Müller, you cannot travel." So she again got Papa going. And he finally came. And he stopped by at my relative's place. But he said, "I haven't slept for 1 week or what." And he was going to take one more night. And that evening, there's a door open. And I arrived with my Adolf Hitler uniform. You know. And I had skis I took along. And all kinds of chemicals. You know what you sometimes bring along. So the Lord stopped my dad going because we would have never met. He would have gone into the war zone. So interesting, the Lord makes provision, including good timing. So I think that is encouraging that all the times, all the days, good days and not so good days, are already thought through for you and me. Well, yeah, Germany now, since they were back reunited, well, it's a fairly good chunk. And hey, that's pretty good, yes. It's, but no, I think a little less, but it has, of course, a lot of people. I think it has now, with the Muslims, 90 million.
I'm not even talking about population, but
Yeah. A little less than Texas.
It's
smaller, yeah. Yeah. And but it's very important. And in Germany, they were so pro-military. And after Adolf Hitler, they left being faithful to a nation that became internationalist. And they don't have war anymore. Now that they don't do that bad thing anymore. So this is now Europe. It's interesting. These are interesting days in which we live. It's probably later than we think. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, thank you very much.
We thank you for being here and giving us that report and how the Lord has been faithful throughout. We all like to be reminded of that because we all go through our little struggles and think it's an ordeal. And then when we hear things that, not hearsay, but firsthand accounts from people who went through the horror of the war, and Erica hid, what was it, 6 weeks in a cellar. Her companions were rats, and she was hiding from the Soviet soldiers who had loved to have had sport with her and abused her and so forth. So anyway, we thank y'all for being here, and if you have any questions afterwards, I'm sure that they'll be around for a little while if you'd like to talk to them. Let's close. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your faithfulness, your provision, your protection. We're so thankful that we don't have to worry about the details. All we have to do is continue to trust in your provision. We thank you that your word is alive and powerful. We pray that you will help us all to continue to focus on it, not be distracted, that we will be able to be good servants, not be afraid, and to continue to press on for the high calling of the Lord. So we pray that you'll be with Erica and George as they move on through in your plan, and we'll be probably going back to the Cameroon. And we pray that your protection and blessings will be upon them. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.